Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I'm Zach.
And we are the internet's premier
Star Trek
a fan podcast. Whoa, exit, was, stage left
that
even.
That was pretentious. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
What do we do here, dude?
We review Star Trek, Stardate by Stardate.
Okay.
Sometimes we veer off into...
Parts unknown.
Shit. Uncharted territory, as we've done with Star Trek Picard and Discovery. But if you're listening to this in the future... because this is going to be archived in the Library of Congress.
One of these days, if not already.
Just know that, yeah.
I got high hopes, you know.
They commemorate us and they don't even bother to tell us. But if you're listening to this in the future, listen to it in chronological order.
Yes, that's what I would do.
Yeah. That would be kind of weird, though. Like, you know. Listening to like 600 episodes or whatever. How many episodes are there of Star Trek?
700-ish.
Yeah. And then go back to us now doing Picard and Discovery.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Because we're not doing it after 700 episodes of Star Trek. We're doing it in the
middle
in like the early 100s.
That's fair. We'll fix that when
we're probably
done.
Sound different.
We'll fix that when we're done.
Yeah, we'll fix that in post. Anyways,
Trip Dad. He dead.
Yeah, he dead. And this, before we get too ahead of ourselves, this episode that we're reviewing today is Enterprise Season 3, Episode 10. Name of the episode is Similitude.
Oh, nice diction, bro.
Stardate?
Unknown. That's right.
We don't know.
We're on all major podcasting platforms as well. You can send us a book or two on patreon.com/thestarcompanion. We're also on all major podcasting platforms, which I said, but I just want you to know that on those major podcasting platforms, you can like and subscribe. And if you do, we'll send you a sweet sticker. It's round. It says The Star Companion. That's us. It's in the original series colors. And
it looks great
on
the walls of bars.
And send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com if you're doing any of the above.
Fun fact.
I swear to God, if you just email us,
we'll do it.
I'll probably send you a sticker anyway.
We'll talk
to you guys.
Fun fact, last week while we were getting beer at a bar, we saw this very sticker up in a bar.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It must have been someone...
The reach of this podcast at this point is probably tens of people, but we're gonna get it to millions, thousands, or possibly millions.
Oh my God!
It's gonna be a Star Trek revolution, everybody.
That's right. You guys want to talk about a revolution? Well, how about a lifetime's revolution in 15 days?
Yeah. Yeah. Before we get there, though.
Oh, okay. I was
Trip dead.
Trip dead.
Trip is dead.
I've got renewed determination, says Dad. Shouldn't have done this after that North Star episode.
So that's before the roll credits, intro credits. After the roll intro credits, back into Paul's quarters.
Oh.
Things are really beginning to steam up.
Steamy.
Getting a little spicy. Yeah. So Paul's getting closer and closer to that big, sweaty Florida hog.
Wow.
Pecker.
Wow. So they start, they're doing their little sex massage thing. Neuro pressure. That's right. Vulcan neuro pressure. And
last episode was country accents. This week is Florida accents.
Yep. And so anyway, they're doing this neuro pressure shit.
Yeah.
And Trip gets a little sidetracked because he's thinking about his first love, that sweet, sweet warp drive. And as he's thinking about it, you know, he's telling her, I've got this, like, renewed determination on, I think I can confine, you know, and compress the containment stream so that we can go faster and get warp 1.5. He's literally asking her to jerk him off while he talks about the warp drive.
I can go fun faster.
And I get that. And, you know, Trip goes.
I get that.
You know, Trip's like, you know, yeah. And, like, we can totally then finally move through the expanse faster. And to Paul says, you know. Yeah, we can move faster and get there, you know, through the expanse. And the faster we go, the more we can explore. And he goes, great idea, T'Pol. You're right. The faster we can go, the faster we can find things.
Faster.
And it's like, what an obvious, a blatant overuse of faster.
After this epiphany.
LeVar Burton directed.
Yes, he did.
Nice.
Yes, he did. And if you go on to the, Memory Alpha, or what is it, the Star Trek wiki?
Yeah.
Memory Alpha, right?
Yeah.
If you go onto the wiki, you can actually see a photo of LeVar Burton with his backwards Coogie hat reviewing the script with Connor Trinneer.
Whoa.
Pretty cool photo.
It is a pretty cool photo.
Trip dead.
He go down there, he...
he died.
Damn it.
This
is going on my permanent record, these accents.
Yeah. The, with this renewed sense of determination, Trip heads up to the bridge and says, "Captain, I got an idea. We're gonna do these engine tests." And he says, "Sounds good, Trip. Let's do it."
Because, you know, if we go faster, we can find things faster.
And Trip pages Dad. He says, "We're ready to start. We're ready to start the engines. Get those engines fired up.
I need at least 4.9.
And Archer looks at Travis and says, "You heard the man." And Travis says, Yes, sir!
Yeah, that's right.
He does say, "Yes, sir." And things don't go too well, actually, surprisingly.
No. Yeah, that's weird. I wasn't expecting anything to go wrong at the beginning of the episode.
Shit just starts spontaneously igniting on the bridge. Uh-huh. Did you see that? Like, no, just a computer, just
rock
like...
rock shoot out. It's crazy.
I love that. How does something just spontaneously ignite on the bridge?
Well, dude, the fucking plasma relay was overloading all the systems in the ship, bro. That's that. You know, fire is the only thing that happens when things get overloaded.
It's so funny because this isn't real.
Yeah.
Like T'Pol was actually sitting in front of like a computer console that was on fire and acting like a Vulcan unfazed by this fire right next to her. Can you imagine being an actor and having to do... I mean, that would be the acting job of a lifetime.
I would love to be in Star Trek.
I would too, actually.
I'd be in it.
Yeah, even if I was an extra.
Yeah.
Admiral Dran.
That reminds me of someone.
Some sweet, sweet boy.
Some sweet blue boy who shows up a shitload.
Speaking of a sweet boy, as things...
What was Dad doing?
Panicking.
What's going on, Trip? Oh, he wasn't your sweet boy?
Wow. No.
Great Dad impression.
What's going on?
I'm going to get those, Zindi. God damn it.
Trip acts quickly, thinks quickly on his feet, and runs up to the warp core and unplugs
some shit,
throws the circuit breaker, and gets exploded off the warp reactor. And it looks like our sweet little Florida boy took a little Texas tumble. Oh,
nice. You're going to get CTE from that one. That's right.
Yes, sir.
And then anyway, he's put into a coma. And, yes. And, you know, they need some brain tissue to fix him up.
They do.
And Dr. Fox is like, well, doctor, you know I have this jellyfish, you know, like some sort of weird little thing here. And
to dad says, enough larva talk. What's this got to do with Trip?
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. You got what I got. I basically said, look, I know you have pets, doc. How does this relate to Trip? You know, because you started talking about his pets. Yeah. You want to do this with Trip? Harvest his DNA for a symbiote?
Why, yes, Captain.
Symbiote.
And he says, make it so.
He says, engage.
So, Phlox continues to make it so. Meanwhile, the Enterprise has been jettisoned into a cosmic cloud of some sort. And this cloud is nefarious. It's not good. The engine's broke. Enterprise is fucked.
Its air filter's getting all screwed up.
It is. Yeah, yeah. Those heavy air filters. So, we have this. Here we have the dilemma. Enterprise's engines are cooked. The goose is cooked.
Yeah, like a southern Florida goose.
Like a goose, our little Florida goose Trip is cooked as well.
Mm-hmm. And to Paul sad about his Florida hog,
his sweaty pecker.
It's going on your permanent record there, my friend.
Yeah, I can never run for office because they're just gonna be like, look at all this offensive shit he said on his podcast.
It's a really shitty shit on his shit.
A little bunch of shitty shit on his shit.
Yeah. I love how there's a real focus on biology in this iteration of Star Trek.
Yeah, I like it too. Dad goes into his office and he starts brooding, and T'Pol walks in and says, we can't do this. You can't turn a larva into a human. And Dad turns around and says, we don't answer the Losarian Prime Consulate, damn you.
We can't stop Earth. Earth needs Enterprise, and Enterprise needs Trap. And then they have one creepy-ass baby.
They do.
It moves, dude, in the tank.
A baby, yeah. That is creepy.
I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, so Phlox starts making this baby. It's in a little...
Yeah, he makes it not in the traditional way with, like, cum and stuff. And you like that. Voxala.
There you go.
Definitely in season one.
Between... I love how it was the episode, maybe the episode, a rough estimate of what the episode is, and now just watch the season.
We've got it.
Phlox exclaims that a perfect genetic duplicate has been made of Trip.
Shit.
Except for the fact that he is born with adult-sized genitalia.
Well, that was how Trip was born anyway.
Yeah.
I've read the fanfic.
And Phlox kind of... Phlox is like, I wonder what we should name him. Some of the,
Hey, Hoss, he's got a big old pecker, and I know he's just a baby.
He's got a big, sweaty Florida pecker.
It looks like the panhandle. Oh, my God!
He's got a birthmark on the left ass cheek and everything.
He got it on the same left side.
His genitalia is adult-sized. It's like he went through puberty already.
My God.
Phlox says that the staff has been talking about what to name this baby, and they come up with the name Enrique.
Steven?
Enrique?
Dennis?
Little Dennis?
Dad looks like he's never seen a baby before, by the way.
What is that?
Staring at it all weird.
As Zach mentioned earlier on, this larva that's morphed into Trip, baby Trip, has a 15-day life cycle.
That's right, I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm here, guys.
And it matures over the 15 days, so it's kind of like a...
It's like a Benjamin Button in regular order.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or, if you want to get even more Star Trek-y, it's like the search for Spock. You know? How Spock undergoes his blood boiling and Ponfar and all that bullshit within like 3 days because of the Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I keep trying to give my girlfriend my Ponfar and she's just not having it. I just don't understand.
That's pawn far for the course.
Star Companion. Hey, they gave that kid a stupid accent.
They did.
Did you know it's the same kid from the... Sister, no! Come back! It's the same kid. Good for him, dude. He got a second role.
I like continuity.
Yeah. I know you do. You're the continuity kid. And that's why they found you in with the Skags in North Star.
Skags. Them Skags. Little baby...
Hey, David?
Yes?
Where's my mom and dad?
They're in Florida.
Florida? But, you know, I ain't never been there. But you know what? I'm now a little bit older, and I wanted you to know they're showing Night at the Opera. You know, Marx Brothers tonight. Wondered if you wanted to go. Maybe go for dinner?
Would you like to neck uh-huh.
In my T-bird? You want me to neck with you?
Over the drive-thru?
I think you're going a little pawn far for me.
Oh.
Star Companion.
Yeah. I like pawn far puns. Those are fun.
Anyway, yeah, the kid keeps growing big and everyone gets attached to it. The kid's name is Sim.
It is Sim. Archer at one point invites little Enrique into his room.
Teaches him water polo.
Teaches him water
polo.
It got
a little weird though because he locked the door.
Yeah, and he was tricking him into feeding the dog, but really he hit him over the head with a cast iron frying pan. Poor Enrique. Sim at one point says, "You know what's weird? My parents call me Trip, but everybody else calls me Enrique." He's Enrique, okay?
I get it. No, I get what you're pushing here.
Sim, you know, little Enrique.
Are we to assume that Phlox has read up on, like, Latin names?
Yeah. By the way? Well, Sim is short for symbiont.
I understand.
Oh, okay.
But when he was like, everyone coming up with names, you know, Dennis, Steven.
John.
Enrique. Yeah. Like, Phlox, what the fuck are you doing?
Steven.
What?
Esteban.
Oh my
God. Enrique.
All of a sudden, he's like, I've been making tamales. You know, and it's like, Phlox, you're Denobial, and that does not fit in to this episode at all, or your character. And that's one thing I really enjoy about Star Trek,
mm-hmm.
is when they break these, like...
It's so human.
Yeah, no, totally.
We can't get outside of our humanness.
Okay, yeah, you know, because throwing in a Latin name there just made it seem like we're a step above him going, Kimbada, 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 Kim, singing it to him.
Over the next few days, baby Trip that evolves into child Trip that evolves into pubescent Trip has these little things. Little Enrique at one point says, how did I have that in that memory of putting my garden snake in Lucy's dollhouse?
Oh my God, did he say that?
He said that. He said, how do I remember putting my garden snake in Lucy's dollhouse? And I said, what? He also asks, how long have I lived here? And
Archer... Where's my mommy and daddy?
Archer responds, well, before you were born 4 days ago, you lived in a shelf, in a cocoon, in a...
You were quite literally a pet for our crazy fucking doctor who, for whatever reason, is very up on Latin names and culture. And he would use whatever the shit that comes out of you before you were this. And you're probably just bait for whatever he feeds his other creatures.
All the... Yeah, you were morphing into some sort of butterfly, but... Phlox kept taking some cells out and feeding it to his bats, so you were kind of in this, like, perpetual larva stage.
It was a hellscape for you in that jar. Now you're going to die, and so at least you get the sweet release of death. If only I could be so lucky.
Dad, or Trip at some point becomes the Trip that we know, the Trip that we've seen. And
but it's not Trip, and Dad makes damn sure that you're sure that that's not Trip.
Oh, yeah.
It looks just like Trip.
He comes up with this plan, because at this point, the Enterprise has been sitting in this dust cloud, which is, I guess, rusting Enterprise away or something. Something's going on.
It's got some magnetic field.
And Trip comes up with this brilliant idea. He says, hey, can we blast the rust off the launch bay doors?
You mean Enrique, right?
Enrique. He says, can we blast the rust? I don't know. He's French now. Can we blast the rust off the launch bay doors? And Reed says, why? A little certain symbiont trying to escape. No, really, what's up, Enrique? And Enrique says, well, you know, we can fly out some shuttles and tow Enterprise out of this mess. And he says,
is that your
God. Yeah, that's Enrique.
That's your band handle?
Yeah, that's Enrique. Before this plan gets enacted, Enrique goes into Paul's office and says, what do you think about my little plan over there? She says, it's brilliant. He says, I can't stop thinking about you.
I want a bone.
I want to be on you.
I want you to want me, you know?
You're all I think about, if you know what I mean. I'm hurting for a squirtin', if you know what I mean.
Do you get it?
I'm hankering for a pankering, you know, if you know what I mean.
I just found out I like key lime pie, and I like you too, to Paul.
To Paul. What's his sister's name? Lucy?
Lizzie?
I love you, to Paul.
Oh, no.
I want to put my garden snake in your dollhouse.
I'd like to let the cat out the bag so that it's weird for you when you come back, but set up a pretty great storyline for the next season and a half.
Yeah. Despite the fact that we're kind of ripping on this episode.
I'm not uncomfortable.
You're
uncomfortable.
It's a beautiful episode.
No, it's actually a great episode. I just can't take anything seriously.
Yeah, I can't either.
I can sometimes, but when I'm forced to talk about things, everything's a joke.
It is.
You
want to know what else is a joke?
Is
Enterprise is sitting in the vacuum of space.
Oh my God, did I tell you my cousin Gary's favorite Jewish joke?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you after. I just want you to remind me.
Okay. So, Enterprise, back to the joke. Enterprise is sitting in the vacuum of space. Certainly, the shuttle pods wouldn't have to pull Enterprise as hard as they had to.
Oh, that's weird. I have something to build on top of that when you're done.
Right? Because they fly the shuttle pods back into Enterprise, and then Enterprise is propelled by the inertia, or by the forward motion.
Yeah.
So, these shuttle pods, you know, this whole, like, dramatic sequence of, like, oh my God, the shuttle pods are going to overload and you're going to kill us all. Doesn't make sense. Theoretically, in physics, in space.
No, hell no.
Right?
Yeah. Not at all. And then furthermore, you know, if they're going, you know, 12 kilometers per second or whatever, right? That would keep increasing. Because they were accelerating.
Oh, okay.
And there's no drag.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're she's like, oh, 6.1 hours and we'll be out. And it's like,
and I think
I don't know, you're going to be going hella fast by the end of that.
And I think she even says we're going at constant speed, too.
Yeah, so
I
don't know. It's just, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, again,
God bless them. They tried.
They cloned a man out of a pet toy.
And called him Enrique.
Called him Kike, which I thought was weird.
Kike.
So
after this episode, after this sequence.
Did you notice the perfect blowing of the particulate around the doors, by the way?
Yes.
Nailed it. Reed's a hell of a shot.
Except when it matters.
Yeah. Except when he can't kill his indie.
After this little episode, Enrique retreats to Trip's quarters, and Dad walks in. He says, what are you doing in here? These are Trip's quarters. That was some cold-blooded shit, Dad.
Yeah? You think so?
Dad even puts Trip's photo back up on the thing.
Of his lover, sister.
Yeah.
Lizzie.
And Enrique says, so you're willing to do whatever it takes, even if you're willing to kill me? And Dad says, even if it means killing you.
I will kill you, son.
Fuck.
You ain't shit to me.
You're done.
You're quite literally a pet.
I see larva.
This guy loves bats. Okay? You're below the bats. He didn't even love you. You were a tool for him. Okay, and he's like a biology freak. I don't know what kind of nasty shit he did to your little grimy ass sticky body before you became my friend. And furthermore, I knew you weren't gonna live Okay? Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to die.
Yeah.
That was the whole plan. Get out of here, fake Trip.
Don't you see?
You're fake Trip. I believe that.
Enrique says, you're not a murderer, Dad. And Dad says, don't make me one.
Oh, whatever it takes to get you down there on that biobed, motherfucker. I guess this is what I was meant to do. Yeah, a real breakdown in writing.
Here?
No.
Oh.
Dad goes, Kike.
Yeah.
Right? He goes,
Enrique.
You know how you said, Kike is short for Enrique.
Is it?
Yeah, you know, Kike Hernandez of the Dodgers?
Oh.
His name's Enrique.
Enrique.
Yeah. So Kike shows up and he's like, you know, Dad, you know how you used to say that, you know, you were destined to be a starship captain? Well,
so was that.
I guess this is what I was meant to do. That's a real breakdown in writing. He just sounded like a 6-year-old. All of a sudden he lost all of his, like, Trip brain.
I'm supposed to die.
I guess I'm supposed to die. I gotta tell you,
Yes, motherfucker, you are.
It was very hard for me to not try and engage in a troubling accent right there.
Mm. I see.
I'll tell you what it is later.
There's a whole kind of little subplot that goes on here. Enrique discovers that, I guess, maybe there's a fix to this, you know, so that... It's just bullshit, and so he tries to stage this little escape plan, and right as he's about to do it, he sits in the cockpit of the shuttle pod, and Dad walks in. He says, I can't do it, and he says, the only worst fate I can imagine is being stuck in a shuttle pod with Malcolm. Which is a callback to the episode.
Great callback, yeah.
Shuttle Pod 1, because they hated each other in that episode. That was a funny episode.
I enjoyed that one. They get all drunk on the whiskey.
And so Enrique just, he's got to die. And so the next 24 hours
are
his.
You got to die, son.
T'Pol comes by, kisses Enrique. Oh. And right as he walks into the lobotomy experiment, Phlox says he says, you're the best son I could ever have. Enrique says, you're the best dad I could ever, and stuff like that. And he says, get on the table. Shoots him in the head. with one of those cattle neutralizers.
There's a, yeah. No Country from Old Man. Yeah. There's a moment there where New Trip, or Kike, Enrique looks at Dad, and he's like, you know, it was a... really good time on this ship.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the fuck he says. Some sort of empty platitude. And Dad looks at him and he goes, yeah. Like, die already. Don't you get it, motherfucker? You're done. You're dead.
You're not Trip.
You are quite literally
a tool.
You were a tool to me to save my friend. You're not my fucking friend, you fucking freak. Okay, you were just made a few days ago. It feels weird loving you, T'Pol, this short, even though it's only been a few days. Yeah, okay, you're not real.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, they should have just brigged him. You know, when it was done, you keep the, like, the force field, though, but then you, like, release all the air from the brig.
Space him.
Yeah, you just space him.
But inside the ship.
In the brig, yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
They call that an indoor spacing.
Oh. I've always thought an indoor spacing was... Never mind.
Anyways, all jokes aside...
Meanwhile...
This is probably one of my favorite episodes of Star Trek.
It was honestly a really excellent episode. It's like one. It's listed as one of the top 10 essential episodes from Enterprise.
Yep.
It's brilliant.
I'd say it's the top essential episode for all of Star Trek. It's just so good.
There's so much going on. Yes.
I remember the first time I watched this was maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, and it was just on TV. I just happened to catch it. And I remember I got, like, teared up, man, because I was like, this is, like, a heavy episode, you know? Yeah. Can you imagine, like, oh, my God, you're all of a sudden you're born and you have all these memories, and then all of a sudden you're just going to have to die?
This is also post-eugenics wars.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know?
And, you know, shit's getting real in the expense, man.
Dad's got to do what he's got to do, man.
He really does. And Dad it's weird. You see this return to Hammy Dad, and you see, like, this swerve away from it where he's like beating up prisoners and like killing larva.
I will fucking kill you, you fucking clone.
Yeah.
If it means I can get to this weapon.
Yeah.
Where's Dagra? Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brandon Braga was delighted with this episode.
Yeah. This was, there's a new writer on the show. His name was Manny.
Yeah, you know Manny. He just knocked it out of the park, says Braga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and Tripp does a great job in it.
Yeah, he does. You know, it's and it's the same actor, too. When he's playing Enrique, you're just like, oh my God. When he's playing Dennis, you're just like, but that's Tripp.
That's right. None of those names would have worked.
No.
They should have just said, high replacement Tripp, harvest organs.
Hey, how's it going, dead in 10 days?
Oh. Why do you keep calling me that? Don't you worry about it, dead in 9 days. Anyway, yeah, this has been the Star Companion, yeah?
Yeah. You good? It has. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm even better.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah? Maybe I could go for a hot coffee in the middle of the day. You know what I mean?
Doesn't seem like quite the weather for it.
No? Well...
Filthy skag.
Oh. I was waiting for you to call me a skag.
If you like this episode, go back and listen... Go back and listen to our other episodes. You'll like them even more.
Mm-hmm.
Or just as much. Point being, you should listen to those episodes, and if you really, really like us... Or if you just kind of like us, send us a buck.
Or send us an email. I want to give you a sticker. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, we got stickers.
And we like a buck or two. But yeah, you know, we're on all major podcasting platforms. Email's thestarcompanion@gmail.com. Buck or two at patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
Shout out to our boy Trent.
Troy. Trent.
Whatever your name is at this point.
We got to respond to your emails, but... you know, we still love you and everyone else.
Shout out to Alexis Dahl. Shout out to...
John Kinnison.
John Kinnison. All of our friends.
Shout out to Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs.
One of our biggest fans, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Epstein.
No, not him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jeffrey Combs, you know, Commander Sharan, we text.
I've been... I've been meaning
that. You know what? I should really hit that little motherfucker up.
I'm sure he'd be delighted.
I love that guy.
He'd be delighted. I was going to ask
you. I'm nervous.
You don't know what to say?
No, I don't know what to say. Like, dude.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, new Dad. I mean, Tran. Oh, God damn it, Jeff.
I've been meaning to ask you, WonderCon is coming up, yeah? Or no?
Yeah, we're just going to go.
Okay, good.
Yeah. The day after, we can try and get a table.
Okay.
Or cool. We can submit to get a table.
For the next year.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, so when is it? Do you know when it is approximately? September?
No. WonderCon is April like 10 to 12, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
Anyways, if you guys are going to WonderCon, hit us up. We'll be there. I would like to do a segment where we interview people maybe or talk to our friends.
We'll bring the stuff.
Yeah, we'll bring some stuff.
Bring
my GoPro, we'll film us, we'll make a video out of it, make a day.
There you go.
And
And we're gonna say this at the top of the next episode.
And we'll eschew the glories of Enterprise.
Yes.
And communal farms.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.